City crews dismantled a large homeless encampment in San Jose yesterday called the Jungle. Thought to be the biggest homeless camp in the country, the Jungle was home to up to 300 people who occupied over 60 acres of a park along a creek bed. But San Jose has been under pressure from different agencies who say the camp is polluting the creek. KALW's Isabel Angel went to the Jungle to watch the demolition and talk to the people who live there.
Early in the morning, I met Tamara Cockrell walking away from the Jungle, pushing a shopping cart piled high with all her belongings.
Well, the cops came at 7 like they were supposed to, and they started their sweep and cleanup, and they cleaned everyone out.
Cockrell is 27 years old. She's wearing jeans and a yellow t-shirt. Cockrell says she's been living in the Jungle for 2 months.
It was somewhere to be. It was home. I don't have anywhere to go, and now I can't find my boyfriend, and I'm going to really be out here all by myself.
I told Cockrell I would keep my eye out for her boyfriend and made my way over to the encampment. A group of newly evicted residents stand with their belongings on a sidewalk overlooking their former home. One man helped another man pull up his pant leg to air out an open wound.
It's got to dry out, bro. It's getting dirty from the pants. It's going to get infected. All right, you good? All right, you cool?
They both said people in the Jungle always help each other like this. Crews in white jumpsuits make their way through the Jungle. They started tearing down the makeshift shelters early this morning, and bulldozers came in to take the wreckage up to waiting garbage trucks. It's really muddy. People are slipping and sliding all over the place, except where some residents have put carpeting over the dirt. Some of the makeshift homes are very detailed. One has a bookshelf lined with ceramic ducks, abandoned by its owner. Jenny Nicholas is the executive director of Home First, a nonprofit that's trying to end homelessness in Santa Clara County. She's been to the Jungle many times, and today she's here to watch and help ferry people to a nearby shelter.
Right now there are 53 people, well, they're all leaving the Story Road encampment today, but that were living in this Jungle who have vouchers for housing and can't find a place to live. And so where else are they going to be? You know, there's not enough shelter beds for people. So they're forced to live outside in these kind of slum-like conditions.
City officials say another 140 people have already been placed in housing. But that doesn't fill the need. Santa Clara County has the 7th highest homeless population in the country.
I'm watching this. I'm sorry I'm distracted watching the whole thing because these are people's homes, you know, and I don't want people living in these kinds of in situations. It's not sanitary. It's not safe. I want them in housing. That's what we need is housing. And these are all their homes, and they're just being ripped down and destroyed. And it's awful.
They're going to escort you out, and then we'll have to
put this stuff out of the walkway, driveway. This is equipment area.
Ray Bramson is the homelessness response team manager for San Jose. He stressed that this day has been 18 months in the making as part of a citywide plan to end homelessness.
We have a very, very tight rental market, about a 2% vacancy rate. It's very competitive. There's a very considerable barrier to finding that long-term housing and support.
But he says they've got case managers who are working to find housing for everyone.
Anyone who's engaged with us for help over that time is getting help today.
But Lucia, a resident who only wanted to share her first name, says she tried to get a rental voucher and didn't get it. She has been living in the Jungle for 5 years.
I can't believe they're just doing this like this because I feel so humiliated right now. But it's all right, though, because we'll live and move on. But hopefully for the better, you know. Maybe it is for the better, I don't know. But I just feel humiliated like this.
Lucia has a small teardrop tattoo at the corner of her eye, a colorful eyebrow piercing, and a quote tattooed in cursive across her chest.
I haven't worked in a long time, but, you know, I'm willing to work. I can work. I'm willing to do that, you know, if somebody would hire me. But, I mean, probably I look like too much from the Jungle for anybody to hire me.
Lucia says she knows where she's sleeping, in a different park by a different creek. Tamara Cockrell, the woman from the beginning of the story, did end up finding her boyfriend. She told me she was waiting at the welfare office, hoping to talk to a social worker to get a hotel voucher. But last night, at least, she slept outside. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.